I'm sitting here with Dr. John Beal, professor of composition at West Virginia University, and we just finished a rehearsal here at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. The rehearsal was of his third string quartet with the Montclair String Quartet. This piece will be premiered this Sunday, February 23rd, at the Creative Arts Center in Morgantown in Block Hall. Dr. Beal, can you tell us some more about this quartet as a whole?
Well, I think I'm pretty good at writing quartets. I had two others, one which is released commercially on a recording, and I really, really love the medium. I think it's the most perfect sound medium amongst instrumental groups. They're well-balanced, and they have a huge repertory, and it's been proven for 250 years. It's just a wonderful way to make music, so I couldn't resist the idea of making a third quartet.
Yeah, what brought you and the Montclair String Quartet together?
Well, initially I would have wanted this to be played by my colleagues at WVU, but at the time I started working on it, we didn't really have a second violin professor. So I turned to the Montclair people, and they played several times in Morgantown. I know what a wonderful group they are, and we've had a great time putting this piece together.
So we're going to play a few of the movements. We're going to play part of the second, part of the third, and all of the fourth. And what can you tell us about this second movement?
The second movement is a very lighthearted piece. I wrote to play it at a walking tempo with a certain swagger. And it's in 6/8, and it kind of dances along in a, I think swaggering is the right term anyway, with a faster middle section.
Yeah, let's hear that second movement from your third string quartet.
Thank you.
That was the second movement of Dr. John Beale's Third String Quartet, which will be premiered this Sunday, February 23rd, at the Creative Arts Center in Morgantown. Now let's talk about this third movement. I know it's very dark and has these very long chords to it. What else can you talk about these? What influences you have to bring out these dark sounds?
Well, originally it wasn't quite that dark, but in 2000 I was sitting at home by myself watching a movie with Ben Affleck in it called Bounce. And the music came to me, and I just turned off the sound of the movie and wrote down the music, oh, maybe 30 or 40 bars of it. And the music has nothing whatsoever to do with the movie. It just so happens I was watching it. But when I put it away, I named it the Bounce Sketch. And it's been sitting there all this time since 2000 in my files as the Bounce Sketch. In the summer of 2012, I took it back out to begin work on it and expanding it to the version that you'll hear at the premiere, and it did take on a darker tone. It's a pretty somber piece.
Yeah, yeah. What emotional scope were you thinking about?
Tragic. Yeah, it really is full of long notes and lots of B minor chords and things like that. And it ends with just a little wisp of sound, long notes being held in the first violin and second violin. I think that's the best I can say about it.
Yeah, how does it hold in terms of the other movements? Where do you see it?
Well, it's definitely the dark horse in the four movements. The second and fourth are really quite lighthearted, and I suppose you could say the first movement's rather more ambiguous emotionally. The fourth movement is something really different.
Right, right. Well, let's hear that third movement first. Third movement of Dr. John Beale's Third String Quartet.
Thank you.
That was the third movement of John Beale's Third String Quartet, which will be premiered this Sunday, February 23rd, at the Creative Arts Center in Morgantown, West Virginia, by the Montclair String Quartet. Now let's move on to this last movement. I understand it's influenced by the late Senator Robert C. Byrd, but in what way?
Senator Byrd was quite a fiddle player, and when he would do his campaigns until rather late in life, he would take his fiddle, which he had learned. He'd been classically trained as a boy, but he had learned old-time fiddling on his own, and he was quite a dedicated listener. I had the occasion to meet him once in Washington when I was assisting ASCAP with a lobbying effort about a bill. And all Senator Byrd wanted to talk about was music. And he told us how he spent Saturday mornings listening to his cassette recordings of all these old-time tunes and learning them by ear. He made an LP recording in 1978, which has been, I'm told, I don't know for a fact, digitized for a CD release, which I happen to have. His signature tune was a piece called Redbird, and you can see the link there. And to make it even stronger, he would wear a red vest when he would go out and do his campaign speeches and in his performance. So I've taken the tune Redbird and worked it into the last movement in a kind of a come from a far away. It doesn't start out with Redbird. It just kind of starts out with some chaotic sounds and gradually it unfolds into Redbird.
Right. It's even titled Redbird at the top of the page.
Well, I want to dedicate this movement to his memory. Thank you.
That was Redbird, the final movement of John Beale's Third String Quartet, performed by the Montclair String Quartet. Well, I know you're retiring fairly soon. What sort of feelings do you have about that? I mean, I know on one hand, you've had a long, great career, but on the other, it's probably hard to leave or at least step down from your full-time position. What thoughts have been going through your head about this?
Well, I love my students, and I don't want to give them up, and I'll do some part-time teaching, but frankly, I'm fairly tired of the academic routine, and I'll be ready to spend more time in my studio and writing some more music. I've got a few projects lined up.
Well, now you got some all the time in the world, right?
I wish that were true.
How many years had you been at WVU?
I began work in 1978, so it's been 35 years.
What's your fondest memory that you have?
Oh, gee, fondest. I wouldn't want to say that, but it's one fond memory, but I was very pleased to get to meet George Crumb when he visited the campus twice, and some other composers of note. I've had a lot of premieres in Morgantown. Just about everything I've written has been performed, and it's quite a treat. Not every composer gets that.
It's Dr. John Beale, Professor of Composition at West Virginia University. Again, his Third String Quartet will be premiered this Sunday, February 23rd, at the Creative Arts Center in Morgantown at 8:15 in Block Hall. And the musicians that will be performing it are the Montclair String Quartet, some fine musicians of the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra. So thank you, Dr. Beale, for coming by, and it has been a pleasure to hear your string quartet in our studio.
My pleasure.
Thanks for stopping by.